It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
So, I have a problem. And maybe I complained about this before. I can't remember. But they keep on talking about the Virginia governor and how he wore blackface in the, what, 80s? When, in like a yearbook or something of his law school or something like that. Sorry, I don't remember the exact specifics off the top of my head, but basically it's around him in blackface from about 30 plus years ago. So many are calling for his resignation. You know, some of the other administration people have their own issues, but I want to focus on this one. So yes, race is an issue. Yes, that, you know, we have learned, or you should have learned by now, given the last couple fiascos, that blackface is wrong. It's an insult to everyone who's black because of how it was intended or how it was used back in the 50s, 60s, whenever it was, for on TV. However, a lot of these people, it's a black and white issue. I mean, they're like, you did it. It doesn't matter when you did it. It doesn't matter what you did or did not know at the time. You were wrong. You need to lose your job. You need to lose your career. And I kind of disagree. Especially if these people are sincere about, I apologize, I did not realize it was an issue. And I know him in particular has kind of been gone roundabout, weird, there's a weirdness associated with that. But ultimately, oh, it's the bird. I thought I seen something run across the road or something, couldn't see it. Ultimately, it's one of those, is like, at what point can society use cases as a talking point, a learning experience for everyone? Up until, I still forget her name, the news reporter, Megyn Kelly? Yeah, I think it was Megyn Kelly, was fired because of her, well, basically, lack of knowledge of what blackface stood for. I didn't know that was an insult. And I bet a good portion of Americans didn't know that either. Should she have known better? I don't know. There are things that some people are not, have not had experience with, have not been even instructed on. So you don't know. It'll be like walking into a foreign country, not researching all the taboos, and something you think is perfectly normal in American culture is completely illegal in a whole other culture. It could even be a European culture. I mean, it's, but what you need to do is turn that ignorance into education. So I'm not, you know, if he came out and said, yeah, so what? I did it. I don't give a shit. Well, that's a whole different take. But if he's like, you know, I'm sorry. At the time, I did not realize this was a thing. I deeply apologize for anyone I may have offended by doing this action. You know, as sincere as possible, trying to, you know, say, okay, yep, I did it. They owned it. I do apologize because I did not realize this is a thing. And then you kind of say, yep, okay, I'm going to talk about this. I'm going to try and make sure this comes into our school system so that other people don't get into this awkward situation that I may also have at some point in my life. Or in their life.
Yeah.
I think when it comes to things like that, there's some room for forgiveness. When it comes to crimes like sexual assault, there's a little bit less forgiveness there, because it was a crime then, it's a crime now, it's not something that's acceptable in society. I think when it comes to race, when it comes to cultural differences, there needs to be some forgiveness, there needs to be some patience. Because I'm pretty sure I remember Megyn Kelly being quite sincere as well, saying, I did not realize this. I'm so sorry. I was later educated on this and why it was bad. I take back everything I said about it. And she got fired. Because apparently, learning something about another culture must be punishable by losing your job. And I really have a problem with that. If that is how the racial conversation is going to happen, it's not going to happen, because someone's going to fear their job. They're going to, you know, it can be a tragedy. We need to have this open, understanding conversation. We can't get offended just because the other person doesn't know. Because more than likely, they don't know, because they grew up in a way that did not have that discussion, that did not have that understanding. And we have to have those conversations. You know, maybe, and I don't know. It's one of those, at this particular point, I don't know what I don't know. You know, is this something where you can wrap it up neatly in a required course in school? I don't know. But on the other hand, if you have something on black culture or black, you know, how to interact, I don't know how you would phrase it. If you have something regarding one culture, you need to have something regarding all cultures. I don't know how you can wrap that up, because there's a lot of stuff has just become known because of how you share that information, how that information has been shared as you go down the parents teaching kids teaching their kids, so to speak. Generational. There we go. Generational knowledge. We don't have some of this generational knowledge, because it hasn't been instilled in what people do. So, I mean, I know there is a lot of initiative in various ways to educate people about that. I mean, Wayman Workplace has that. But it's how do you... I mean, you don't know what you don't know. And how, you know, how do you tackle something like this? And honestly, I think it's going to take a few generations in order for this to carry through. And I'm just talking about one particular group. I mean, there's hundreds. Because just because they're black doesn't mean they're African American. They could be Southern. They could be, you know, they could become multiple different places. I shouldn't say Southern, but they can come from many different places, many different societies, many different ways of thinking. It's a large, huge issue. And the internet has been all about jumping on people, tearing them apart for something that, quote, they should have known. Well, how many people know that? I don't know. I don't know what the right answer is.
I think it just comes down to we got to talk. We can't rip people apart because of what they do. We need to take our time. We need to educate. We need to make sure people understand and not tear them down, but to help build them up with new knowledge, new information, a new understanding. And there are absolutely the assholes out there, and they deserve everything they get. But the internet people cannot treat everybody like that racist asshole. You have to assume that the person is good. And then, through their actions, assume they're a racist asshole. I hope that makes sense. So, by the way, I know I kind of went off on this, but it's been pissing me off every time I listen to that article. But this is the Mike Wills Podcast for February 22nd, 2019. This kind of triggered me off from an NPR news story. And I just like, God, there are some people who are like, you know, gotta give him a second chance. We gotta, you know, let him tell his story. But then there's other people who are like, fire his ass, fire his whole top three people, which the other two are questionable. Well, the one was questionable, and I don't remember what the other one did at the time either. Now at this point, but if you did a crime, you did a crime. If you did a crime against a crime against the culture, went against a taboo, went against something that's insulting, but it's not technically criminal. Let's talk. I mean, let's open the conversation. Let's educate and bring everybody up, not tear people apart and strike more fear into doing mistakes. I mean, some of these politicians, they almost got to dig through every single thing they've ever done in their entire life and make sure they did not offend anybody. Because if you did anything in any way that could even be construed as being racist, now they're being labeled as racist. I think that the internet has pulled out a very vocal minority who we need to remember are a vocal minority, and we need to silence them to the point where we can have good conversation. And if all we're doing is listening to the vocal minority, the ones who are tearing people down, ripping people's lives apart, how can we have an open, good communication when there is fear in talking about it? Hope that makes sense. I'm hoping it's a good sense approach. I've learned don't use common sense, because if it's common sense, everybody would have it. I don't know. So let me know your thoughts. Let's start the conversation. Go to mikewills.me and comment on this. Because we need to learn. We need to learn together. Thank you.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.